101.3 FM, all three of our frequencies. Scott Unash alongside Alex Kuhn, the grand experiment going in today. Alex is, we got two play-by-play guys here, and one of us is going to, you know, we'll take turns masquerading as color commentators throughout the afternoon here today. But we're going to, it's always fun when you have two teams from your area going at it because you're assured of a state championship game team.
Absolutely, and this matchup is intriguing for many reasons, and it was just about a couple of weeks ago when these two teams were playing back-to-back at the in Cedar Rapids at the U.S. Cellular Center. And for Iowa City West, you know what you're going to get. You get a lot of talent, 1 through 5, and some depth after that. For Cedar Rapids Kennedy, they started off so slow against Dubuque Hempstead and caught fire in the second half. This is a team playing very well. It's a team that has avenged all five of their losses this season, except for one. They're trying to get back at Iowa City West after a 30-point loss back in January.
Yeah, it was an 83-53 game, and head coach John McCowan of Kennedy called that the low point of the season for this Kennedy basketball team. If you recall, going into the 2017 portion of the year, Kennedy was actually the number one team after West lost to Prairie. Kennedy was unbeaten and then lost to Cedar Falls and kind of went into a funk there, a stretch where the Cougars lost 5 out of 7 games. But now Kennedy has won 9 in a row. You mentioned the comeback against Dubuque Hempstead the other day. They spotted Hempstead a 21-point lead in that particular ball game, came all the way back. Did it with the defensive side of the basketball, really turned up the pressure on that, and then the offense caught fire in the second half.
And the first time I got to see this Kennedy team this season was at U.S. Cellular Center, and the one thing that you notice right away is just how well coached they are. John McCown, the way that they spread the floor offensively, they get the most out of players like Brewster and a guy like Jackson Foley. The first time you see him, you see him at 5'7 getting off the bus, and you think, well, what is this kid all about? And then you see him play, and you realize he can really play the game of basketball. This is going to be a very, very tough test for Cedar Rapids Kennedy. They're going to have to play very efficient basketball and really, really kind of try to make Iowa City West guard for more than 30 seconds at a time.
Which is what Newton did. That was the recipe for the Newton Cardinals trying to pull off that big upset, which they almost did. Back on Wednesday afternoon in round number one. And West High, Connor McCaffrey, I know he mentioned to several of the reporters that this is almost like it was a road game for us, basically. There were so many people here from Newton, and they kind of treated it that way. But West did what good teams have to do, and that is take adversity, turn it around, and come away with a victory.
And it was the perfect storm for Newton. You had this big crowd. You're playing that Princeton-style offense that gives West a little bit of trouble. Garrett Sturts and Connor Golson go for 44, combined for 44 points for Newton, and they come up just a little bit short. For West, I think one of the biggest keys coming into the day is to try to get their sophomore, Patrick McCaffrey, going a little bit. He really struggled in that last game against Newton, only 3 points. He fouled out. He couldn't get going because he was constantly in foul trouble. He's been held out at double figures for the last 3 games. And if you remember the first meeting this season, he had 25 points against this Kennedy team. So for West, Devontae Lane and Connor McCaffrey are playing so well. They want to get their sophomore star, Patrick McCaffrey, going as well.
Of course, Iowa City West making their 16th appearance in the state tournament. Kennedy making their 15th appearance in the state tournament. Both these teams are veterans. Kennedy trying to get to the state championship game for the first time since 1988 when they fell to Fort Dodge and Wade Lookingville. And, of course, West High, they've been to the state tournament championship game on Saturday night quite a bit as of late. In fact, 2012, 2013, 2014, and 2016. So nothing new as far as this West High basketball program is concerned. You mentioned Patrick McCaffrey. He didn't have a field goal in that game against Newton. He was saddled with early foul trouble. And West was really picked up by Devontae Lane in that game. Also, the bench did very, very well. Hakeema Dunsey came in and performed well. Evan Flitz did his usual bang-up job playing defense and just a steadying influence coming off the bench. And Sabian Sims also had a big afternoon against Newton.
They did. And Isaiah Onofillard also knocked in a couple of three-point shots. And when those guys like Onofillard and Hakeema Dunsey and Evan Flitz are coming off the bench and making threes, and Nate Disterhoff, who will get the start this afternoon, they're making threes. This team is tough to beat and tough to defend. But for Cedar Rapids Kennedy, it's going to be a little bit interesting because this is a team that has some athleticism, has the ability to get out and run, and at times you would think they're going to want to try to resist that inclination because they don't want to get into a track meet with Iowa City West. They want to kind of slow things down and be efficient offensively.
Kennedy and Iowa City West getting ready to go at it here. The winner moves on to the 4A state championship game tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. We'll have it for you on KGYM. Looking forward to that particular contest. We'll also have Xavier basketball tomorrow night as Xavier will take on Sergeant Bluff Luton in the 3A state championship game. That'll be coming up at 5:45 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. If Iowa State wins today, and all three stations, if Iowa State loses to TCU down in Kansas City at the Big 12 tournament. High school basketball is always presented by First Federal Credit Union. Big thanks to Dan Healers, Tom Chelstrom, everybody at First Federal for helping us out. Do appreciate it. You can check them out online at their website at firstfedcu.com. There are two locations. Check them out. Rates as low as 1.99% APR. The other semifinal, Class 4A, will pit Sioux City East against West Des Moines Valley, so we still have the opportunity to have a rematch of last year's 4A championship game in the offing as West Des Moines Valley and Iowa City West went at it last year with Valley coming away with the victory in a low-scoring basketball game. The two earlier games today, consolations. Congratulations to the Northland Lynx as they finished in third as Jake Kilmer put in 31 today. Capped off a terrific state tournament. I don't think there's any way he's not going to be on the all-tournament team as Jake Kilmer led North Lynn to the victory. Ryan Miller also had a big game in that one as well. And Carol Kemper took third place in Class 2A as they topped Comanche just a little bit earlier on here this afternoon. Kennedy and West getting ready to have the lineups introduced. And we'll go ahead and set the starters for you here on this 4A semifinal Friday for game number one. First of all, for the visitors on the scoreboard, the Cougars of Cedar Rapids Kennedy. They come in 19-5 on the year, and the Cougars finishing second in the Valley Division of the Mississippi Valley Conference behind Dubuque Senior. For Kennedy, their usual starting five, as the Cougars will go with the three guards and the two forwards. It'll be Derek Diggins at one guard, 6'3", and a junior for Diggins. Second on the team, 12.8 points, 4.8 rebounds, and he also has 17 made threes on the year. Also at a guard, it'll be number one, Malik Haynes, 6'1", senior. Haynes has picked up scoring as of late, a very good defender, averaging 7.5 points per ball game, and he has put down 31 threes, which is second on the team for the Cougars. The point guard will be number 25, Jackson Foley, and he has been on a roll as of late. The 5'7 junior, he got Kennedy off to a good start with 8 first quarter points in that game against Dubuque Hempstead, at least to start for Foley anyway. And Foley on the year, averaging 8.3 points and also averaging 3 assists per ball game. The forwards will be Matt Burst, number 12, the 6'2 senior. And Burst averaging just under 7 points, but 8 rebounds a game, which leads Kennedy. And number 2, Drake Brewster, 6'6 and a senior. Brewster right at 14 points and about 6 rebounds a game, shooting 47% from the field. And the head coach for the Kennedy Cougars in his fourth season at Kennedy has taken 3 Kennedy teams to the state tournament, and that is John McCowan. He is 285-85 in 15 years. He's had his fourth year at Kennedy, 65-29. Coached at NU High in Cedar Falls as well. Took them to the state tournament back in 2005 before heading off to Ottawa, Kansas, and has had a great career down there and at Kennedy. Now for the home team on the scoreboard, the Trojans of Iowa City West, number one in the state and number one seeded. And they will go with this lineup, 3 guards and 2 forwards as well. Devontae Lane will be at one guard, the 6'2 senior for West High, averaging right at 15 points a game, 27 made threes on the year, and shooting 52% from the field, also 4.5 assists per ball game. Also, at a guard, it'll be number 30, Connor McCaffrey, the 6'6 senior, headed to play for his father at the University of Iowa, and he's averaging 19.7 points, 4.6 rebounds, and 4 assists a game. Third guard will be Isaiah Ono-Fillard, the 5'11 senior, and Fillard averaging 4.5 points with 21 made threes on the year, shooting 39% from the arc. And up front, it'll be number 20, Nate Disterhoff, He is a 6'4 senior at just under 4 points a ball game. And number 22, Patrick McCaffrey, the 6'7 sophomore. And Patrick averaging 13.9 points per game, shooting 60% from the field and pulling down 4 rebounds per game. Head coach for Iowa City West is Steve Bergman in his 26th year at West High. All told, 541 and 181 for his career at Iowa City West, and numerous state championships for the Trojan basketball program. Kennedy, the visitors, they'll be in their traveling gold with the green and white trim, and West High will be in their home white with the green and gold trim. If you're not wearing green and gold for this first game, you're out of the loop today.
And all Eastern Iowa Corridor, all MVC matchup, and all green and gold matchup here this afternoon. One thing to look out for right away is kind of the matchups. And I talked about Patrick McCaffrey offensively. He also struggled a little bit defensively in that game against Newton. So it'll be interesting to see who he matches up with all season long. You kind of took for granted that Patrick McCaffrey was going to be guarding the other team's best player. And in this case, will he draw Drake Brewster of Kennedy, or will it be Connor McCaffrey? Because Coach Bergman kind of differed from that during the Muscatine game when Joe Wieskamp
Eastern Iowa's home of the Iowa State Cyclones
on the other side.
1600 AM,
the senior
KGYM Cedar Rapids
best player. So it'll be interesting to see who gets the assignment of Drake Brewster, who's averaging 14 points per game, the leading scorer for this Kennedy Cougars team.
Also going to be interesting to see what happens with the matchups with Jackson Foley.
Yes.
Who's he going to pick up? Can't put him really on Connor McCaffrey. Connor at 6'6 and Jackson Foley at 5'7. And we'll see if he, I would imagine, probably going to get either Disterhoff or Devontae Lane.
It's, yes. And the book on this Iowa City West team last year was that you could zone them and you could make them shoot over you, and Devontae Lane wasn't going to hit outside shots, and Connor McCaffrey sometimes struggled to hit outside shots. And one of the best shooters on the team is Patrick McCaffrey. He didn't make outside shots last year. This year, Devontae Lane is playing at such a high level that it's a little bit more difficult to do that, because, as you saw in the first half against Newton, Devontae Lane and Connor McCaffrey made some outside shots, as did Isaiah Ono-Fillard. So I'm going to be interested to see what defense Coach John McCowan implements against this Iowa City West team. Do they go zone and try to make Iowa City West shoot over them, or do they go man-to-man and risk having a little bit of a mismatch with the 5'7 Jackson Foley trying to have to guard either Devontae Lane or one of the McCaffreys?
Officials, as assigned by the Iowa High School Athletic Association, look like this. It is Royce Ranninger from Sioux City, Larry Jacobus from Des Moines, and Jason Slaughter from Sioux City. That is the officiating crew for this one here today at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, as starting lineups are being introduced here. And we'll get ready for basketball coming up in just a couple of minutes. First of the two semifinals in Class 4A going at it here today. First time around was a very strange game. West and it got off to the great start. That was also the game Devontae Lane got the two technicals and had to sit out in the one versus two battle against Dubuque Senior, if you recall.
I do recall that. There were a lot of questions about him getting those two technical fouls, and then that he had to sit out that next game that Iowa City West did in fact win. But like I said, early on in this game, it'll be interesting to me to see what kind of pace Iowa City West wants to play with offensively, and same for the Kennedy Cougars.
Higher the score, I think the better shot West has got. I think Kennedy probably can't run up and down with West. Cougars averaging 61 points a game. West High almost 74 points per ball game. It was 83-53 when they met in the regular season back in Cedar Rapids. The All-MVC semifinal getting ready to go, as it'll be Patrick McCaffrey tipping it up against Derek Diggins, 6'7 against 6'3. Crowd in place, and we are ready to go here from Des Moines and the state basketball tournament. Official will step in, and the tip controlled by the Cougars, but Burst and Foley run into each other. Jackson gets up, he's okay, and Kennedy will have it going to the bucket to our left. Foley in the drive, picked up by Ono-Fillard, and immediately a block going to be called on Iowa City West. So we're 10 seconds into it, and we got a foul already. That'll be his first on the Trojans, and Kennedy to inbound with Diggins. Give and go, right back to Derek. High arching baseline jumper in and out. Offensive rebound, Haynes back up. No good, might have been partially blocked. Tipped up by Brewster, no, and Dister off the rebound. Here comes West in transition. McCaffrey to Ono Fallard, and it's going to be Jackson Foley picking up Ono Fallard, it looks like. Now, Kennedy does a lot of switching, Alex. They call it the jump and switch defense.
Now you got Foley on Disterhoff.
And they will change. They will, and there's a foul going to be charged on Haynes going for the steal out front on Devontae Lane. They will switch. They'll jump. They'll move back. And sometimes they get mismatches.
And also on that last defensive possession, to answer my question, Connor McCaffrey draws the assignment of Drake Brewster.
West High going to the bucket to our right as they work the perimeter. Disterhoff to Lane. Turns on Diggins, comes right with it, picked up by Brewster on the switch. Connor McCaffrey to the corner, now to Disterhoff. They get it inside. Connor posting up on Haynes. Gets doubled. Quick cross-court pass, now to the corner to Patrick McCaffrey. And Kennedy making West work a little bit on the offensive end here. Two teams that know each other very, very well, playing in the same conference. Dump pass inside. Connor posting up and got the easy two. And that's what West did the first time around as well. Connor McCaffrey is a matchup nightmare inside. 2-0. Shot no good. A hook inside by Diggins. Here comes West the other way, but then the pass up court broken up by Kennedy. They got a 3-on-1, and we got a travel before the pass by Brewster.
Malik Haynes defensively has been very active with his hands, diving on the floor. Good energy from Haynes here to begin this ballgame.
2-0 lead for Iowa City West. Each team with a turnover right there. Steve Bergman already up. I don't think Bergie got up until the third quarter of the Newton game. And he's up and exercising early here. McCaffrey off the clear out between the legs of the dribble. Up top to Devontae Lane. Kennedy going to stay in that man-to-man defense. Hook pass over to Lane. Lane on the right baseline corner. Cross court now to Connor McCaffrey. Diggins picking him up as we played 2 minutes here. And West up top. Up 2-0. McCaffrey going 1-on-1. Spin move in the lane. Takes it in on Foley. Hangs, puts it up. No good. Tried to tip it. Got it back. Put it up. No good. And Patrick McCaffrey with the tip in gets his first bucket of the tournament.
You talk about switching. Connor McCaffrey drew Jackson Foley on the switch. He took it to the basket. Missed the shot, but Patrick McCaffrey was right there.
Diggins, an NBA three. Up no good off the left side of the iron. But the rebound to Matt Burst. Bounces inside to Diggins. Foley quickly in the corner to Haynes. Right side three going to be way short, but Burst another offensive board for the Cougars. And Kennedy will get another shot at it, but Ono Fallard comes up with a steal from behind. West with a 4-0 lead. Lane a jab step up top to Connor. Ono Fallard over in the corner now to Patrick McCaffrey. Comes off the Disterhoff screen up top. Back it comes to Patrick. On the dribble drive, takes it left of the lane. Back to Ono Fallard. Open three, good. And that's what Isaiah can do in timeout Kennedy.
And he is the kind of forgotten guy out there. All you saw it against Newton. He knocked down two quick threes, and he does so to kind of end a 7-0 run before Kennedy has to take an early timeout.
And talking with John McCowan before the game here, he said, we've been to state three times in my years at Kennedy. We have not gotten off to a good start yet, and chalk up number four.
A 7-0 run for Iowa City West, and I think on that last possession down there for Kennedy, Malik Haynes had a three, and I think Patrick McCaffrey got a fingertip on it to alter it. Iowa City West locked in defensively to begin this game.
Kennedy, as you said in the pregame, was going to make West play defense for 30 seconds. They have not had that game plan go right so far. But they have hit the offensive boards well. But nothing to show for it. Three offensive rebounds for Kennedy here in the early going. Brewster going one-on-one drive. Stops. Pull-up jumper no good from the right baseline. Tipped around by Diggins. Comes out deep to Lane. Outlet pass. They got a 3-on-1. Give and go. Right back to Connor. Drives in. Contact. Offensive foul on McCaffrey.
Good job by Drake Brewster to step in there. And Iowa City West had numbers there. Fortunate break there for that Brewster was Johnny on the spot to take that charge.
That is something Kennedy does very well defensively. Brewster, Burst, Haynes, anyone will take a big charge for this Cougar basketball team. Diggins going one-on-one, and he traveled with it. Kind of got caught trying to do a spin move down low.
He sort of faked back to his right. Devontae Lane was having none of it, and then dribbling back towards the basket, shuffled his feet.
7-0 lead for West High. And a little Kennedy pressure now in the backcourt. Little man pressure. Brewster picking up Connor McCaffrey. Quick pass to the corner. Fillard tried to go cross court with a pass, but hit the side of the backboard, and it deflects to Foley. You see something new every time you come to the arena. Pull up three. Short. I Diggins. Deer the offensive rebound as he has checked in. Back to Burst. He had it knocked away from behind and blocked by Lane. Didn't know he was there, and we got a foul on the Cougars.
Devontae Lane was out around half court expecting a kind of a leak out pass there, and then when a Kennedy player gathered it on the left wing, he was right there to make the block.
And Matt Burst is going to get the foul. Nick Deer into the game for the Cougars, 6'2 senior. And Kennedy, pretty much every whistle, every stoppage, you can pretty much bank on the fact that a new Cougar's coming in. Halfway home here in the game's first quarter, and Kennedy has not scored yet. It's 7-0 West. Patrick McCaffrey picked up by Brewster. Cross-court pass to Evan Flitz, who's into the game. Back to Patrick. Open three, up good, and West is on fire.
Absolutely huge.
Again with Malik Haynes. But first, we're going to have a media timeout here with 3:41 to play here in the opening quarter. And Iowa City West up early, 10-0. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Come back to Des Moines after this. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball from KGYM.
Willa, Terry, Tim, and Kate Dickens at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers support high school sports, and they know it's a family effort. From driving students to practice and making it to all the games to serving up snacks in the concession stand, your favorite family team players would love a show of appreciation with a gift from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. From watches to mother's rings and even Iowa Hawkeye jewelry, they've got spirit. Yes, they do. At Hertine and Stocker, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
A lot to cheer about for Iowa City West early as they lead it 10-0 over Cedar Rapids Kennedy. And the West defense a lot better today than it was on Wednesday afternoon.
It is. They're getting in passing lanes. They're pressuring the ball. And now Hakeem Odunsi, who's a pretty good offensive player for Iowa City West, but does a good job off the bench playing defense. He checks into the game. We still haven't seen Sabian Sims, who is the second leading rebounder on this Iowa City West Trojans at 6'6".
Kennedy will break the huddle with Deer, Diggins, Haynes, Foley, and Brewster, and West High with the McCaffreys. Evan Flitz in there, the 6'1 junior. Also, Hakeem Odunsi, 6'6 junior, into the lineup for West High, along with Devontae Lane. And now West going to try to trap. Brewster almost had it knocked away. Now it's loose, picked up by Patrick McCaffrey. McCaffrey on the drive all the way in. Left-hand layup good. Floated it up off the glass over Diggins. And Patrick is making up for the lack of offense in the Newton game.
Some teams just don't realize how long his arms are, and his ability to get in passing lanes makes it very difficult.
1-3-1 zone. Interestingly enough, we did not see it against Newton with their shooters from the outside.
And Patrick McCaffrey on the top of that 1-3-1 zone.
Foley penetrates, kicks it out to Brewster. Right wing three, going to be way short. Rebound, Diggins gets it, puts it up and scores, and Kennedy is on the board. As Derek Diggins, the 6'3 junior, averaging about 13 a game, finally gets Kennedy on the board, and it took 5 minutes and 10 seconds. Flitz out front, picked up by Malik Haynes, over to Odunsi. Little shake and bake move, got doubled, and Deer took it away. Lead pass to Foley, driving one-on-one on Connor McCaffrey. Double pump leaner, no. Got his own rebound, though. Back to Diggins. The trailer for three, no, and Odunsi the rebound. And then the ball tipped away. Loose in the backcourt, will have a jump, and it's going to stay with Kennedy.
Nick Deer actually took the ball away from Odunsi. It came from behind, took it away from him, draws the tie-up, but Iowa City West gets the possession arrow. Kennedy has had some second-chance opportunities, and finally Diggins capitalizes on one.
Kai Jenkins will come into the Cougar lineup, 6'2 junior. Good defender for Kennedy. And a terrific wide receiver as well on the football team. And he's going to pick up Patrick McCaffrey, it looks like. 2:14 to play. Dunsey on the dribble drive. Lost it going in. John McCallum wanted to walk, didn't get it. There's an air ball, and then we got a foul on West. I think they're going to get a Dunsey.
I think they got Devontae Lane with the push-off.
All right. Could have been either one.
They were both in the area. I think I saw the official put the two sign up.
12-2 the lead for West High. Now a little 1-3-1. They'll extend it in the half court and try to trap out of it. Foley, cross-court pass, Haynes, left wing three.
For
short,
daily schedules, blogs,
Connor.
Podcasts, and more,
McCaffrey,
check out.
Outlet pass. Here comes Adunsi between the legs with the dribble. Drives on Jenkins, and they're going to get a carry.
Adunsi, a little bit too much ball handling here as he's come in, and now we're going to see Sabian Sims come in off the bench, the second leading rebounder on this Iowa City West team.
Yeah, and Sims, 6'6 junior, very long, long arms.
That is a theme for this West team.
1:44 to play, first quarter, and a 12-2 Iowa City West lead. Bounce to the corner to Deere, skip pass over the top to Malik Haynes, drives left baseline, jump stop into the lane, got doubled, tried to bounce it inside, and the ball was kicked. And it will stay Cougar basketball.
The Cougars have had their fair share of open looks from beyond the arc. Still trying to get on the board from beyond the arc with their first three-point shot. They've had a couple of good looks. Some of them, most of them have fallen very short.
Yeah, Kennedy is shooting 0-for-6 from three-point range right now. Cougars, they bounce it in right of the lane to Burst, and he'll bring it back out. Had a high dribble, but kept it. And now Kennedy will set it back up. West is back to the man-to-man. Haynes fakes, goes up with a high archer, no good. Had to shoot it over Patrick McCaffrey. Outlet pass, they got a two-on-one. Lane all the way in. Lane stops, little double pumper, and he got fouled. Would have been a tough shot, and then Kai Jenkins kind of bailed him out a little bit. That'll be the first on Jenkins.
Devontae Lane, when he...
the year for the 6'2 senior as Patrick McCaffrey comes out and Nate Disterhoff back in for West High. 13-2 lead. West jumped out to a 12-0 cushion. Second free throw good. And Lane has two. No pressure in the backcourt for the Trojans. Flitz will pick up Foley across the timeline. Minute 10 to play here in the game's first quarter. Jenkins comes off the high ball screen. Stutter dribble to Brewster. Takes a free throw line. Kick left wing. Diggins, three-pointer, and he hits.
He had a good look there, and this time he cashes in.
That was the best Kennedy has looked offensively. 14-5 under a minute to play. West still with a nine-point lead. Flitz out front. The left point threw it away. Tried to get it in the sideline to Disterhoff, and good job by Burst and Foley.
Great job there by Burst to kind of deny Disterhoff the basketball, and a little bit of a miscommunication there as Disterhoff, it went almost right through his hands.
Coming back in, Drake Brewster for the Cougars. Well, we'll see if Kennedy goes for one. 40 seconds, long time to hold it. Foley, deep handoff to Brewster. Behind the back with the dribble, they double him, gets out of there with it. Tried to go back door on the bounce, and a reach-in foul going to be called on Flitz as Burst penetrated the lane. Yeah, that'll be the first on Flitz. Team foul number four against West High. And the Cougars will bounce it in left block. Brewster turns on Connor McCaffrey. Head and shoulder fake, takes it inside. Leaner good.
This is the time where Kennedy is going to have to make up some ground because they will have some mismatches with Flitz and Disterhoff in the game and Burst and Foley on them.
14-7, West will go for the last shot. Disterhoff. Isolated left sideline. 10 seconds to play, first quarter. Lane drives baseline on Diggins. Hangs, puts it up, no good. Diggins high to get the rebound. Kennedy's got time. 3 seconds. Diggins on the run. Brings it up, had it stripped, fouled. And Flitz didn't think he did it. We'll see if they give him free throws here, and they will. It's going to be two. And Kennedy has survived the 12-0 run by West to start. And Diggins will go to the line. 5 points in the first quarter for the junior. And he's a 66% free thrower. Kennedy shoots 68% and missed the first. And Patrick McCaffrey and Isaiah Ono-Fillard will come in. A couple of long-range bombers. One more for Derek Diggins. Trying to pull the Cougars within six. It's on the way, missed them both. Rebounded by McCaffrey, and he'll just hold it. And that's it for the first quarter. After one, it's number one Iowa City West, 14. At Cedar Rapids, Kennedy 7. We'll take a minute timeout And come back to Des Moines after this. You're listening to High School Basketball from KGYM.
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can at First Federal Credit Union with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union. They'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Back with you as we get ready to start quarter number two here at the Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Real quick stats, shooting Kennedy 19%, 3 of 16. That is it, and 1 out of 7 from three-point range. While West High, 7 less shots, but much more efficient. 5 of 9, 56%, 2 out of 2. West with the rebounding edge right now. And for the second
that, Scott, 14-7, Iowa City West lead, 18% shooting for Cedar Rapids Kennedy in that first quarter of play, and I'm pretty sure if we would have told John McCowan before the game that if they would shoot 18%, he'd be okay with this 14-7 score. The Kennedy Cougars will get the basketball out of the timeout. They move from right to left here at Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines, a Class 4A semifinal. The winner will play tomorrow night at 8 p.m. in the state championship game. Foley.
We got longer TV timeouts.
We do. Foley, Diggins, Deer, Harris, and Burst for Kennedy. Sabian Sims, the two McCaffreys, Ono Fullard, and Disterhoff for West. Harris, top of the key, swings it left for Nick Deer. Now top of the key for Diggins. Diggins being guarded by Patrick McCaffrey, backs out, resets to begin the second quarter of play. Now Diggins on the right wing. Diggins, top of the key to Burst, right of the circle. Takes Ono Fullard off the dribble to the elbow, kicks it back out on the right wing to Nick Deer. Nick Deer standing out on the right wing, being guarded by Connor McCaffrey. And he'll back out, looks a little bit confused as he tries to get the offense reset. Works the dribble on the right wing, hands off, top of the key for Jackson Foley. Foley backs out high on the right side, guarded by Disterhoff. Foley to into the corner for three for Harris. Shot off the mark. Rebound fought for, gathered by Deer. Deer under the basket, back up with a shot off the mark. Rebound taken down by Patrick McCaffrey.
Well, that's what Kennedy wanted. Hold it for 45 seconds. They got the shot, just couldn't put it in.
Sabian Sims between the circles. Now right wing for Ono Fullard. He'll hand off to Connor McCaffrey. Connor McCaffrey guarded by Nick Deer. Hands back off to Ono Fullard, who swings it left. Now back right to Connor McCaffrey. McCaffrey left wing now for Disterhoff. Feeds the right block to Sims. Sims backs down Foley, and a charge is going to be called on Sabian Sims, who reached out with his left elbow and kind of elbowed Jackson Foley. So that's a turnover, and Kennedy will get the ball back.
There wasn't a lot there, and really, Sims didn't need to do it. And you can see West's strategy. Anytime they get a big on Jackson Foley on a switch, they're going to go right at the basket.
Harris checks out of the game. Drake Brewster back into the lineup for the Cougars. Foley top of the key. Now at the elbow, picks up his dribble, swings it into the corner for Deer. Nick Deer picked up by Connor McCaffrey, right wing for Burst. Burst dribbles around Disterhoff, tries to turn the corner, goes up off the glass with a shot off the mark. Fight for the rebound, tipped right back to Brewster, goes up with a shot. Shot blocked by Sabian Sims. Rebound taken down by Nate Disterhoff.
What a block that time, and really, Sims didn't even leave his feet.
McCaffrey in the right corner, right wing now for Connor McCaffrey. Short corner guarded by Foley, and Connor McCaffrey is going to take Foley off the dribble, and Jackson Foley picks up the foul.
And couple MVC teams going at it that know each other. Maybe a few words and an exchange between McCaffrey and Brewster there.
McCaffrey, a baseline inbound play. Now top of the key, swings it to Patrick McCaffrey. Patrick McCaffrey hands off to Sabian Sims, who dribbles back to the top of the key, left of the lane into the corner for Patrick McCaffrey as he dribbles to the elbow. He is fouled on the floor. I think they're going to get Drake Brewster with the foul. So a side-out situation upcoming for West as Devontae Lane will re-enter the Trojan lineup for Sabian Sims.
This right now, the tempo and the score favor Kennedy, even though West has a seven-point lead.
Lane hands off on the right wing to Ono Fallard, who dribbles top of the key. Now left wing for Patrick McCaffrey. Patrick gives off to Connor at the top of the key. Drives right of the lane, spins over his left shoulder. Now left wing for Ono Fallard. Top of the key, Connor. Connor being guarded by Burst. Pops the top of the key three off the back of the iron. Long rebound goes to Patrick McCaffrey. Tipped around and gathered by Burst. And Diggins in the front court got the outlet pass, but they're going to call a travel on the floor against Matt Burst.
John McCowan
did not like
that call.
That was a tough call.
It was tough, but I think it was the right call, though. I think it was the right call.
So Connor McCaffrey between the circles, 5:28 remaining in the second quarter. High post to Devontae Lane. Devontae Lane left of the circle, now dribbles to the right wing. Swings at top of the key for Patrick McCaffrey, head and shoulder fake, gives off to Disterhoff, now back in the corner for Lane. Lane shot fake, 15-foot jumper, and he knocks it down from around the right elbow. 16-7, the Iowa City West lead.
That was great defense by Kennedy, and Lane just elevated. He just went over the Cougar defender that time.
Diggins, now left wing for Brewster for three off the mark. Rebound ripped down with one hand by Connor McCaffrey, and they're going to get a foul. Is it on Nick Deere?
Yep.
The foul's going to go against Nick Deere. So Malik Haynes will check back into the lineup for Kennedy as Brewster will take a seat.
Brewster doesn't take a lot of threes. He's not bad, 14 out of 48 on the year. He's had a couple of opportunities in this game, though.
I apologize. I said Brewster. Burst will take a seat for Kennedy. Connor McCaffrey walks the ball up the court, stride for stride with Malik Haynes, hands off top of the key to Lane. Back door feed from Ono Fallard to Lane. Left block, he lays it up and in with a right hand. And the lead is 11 for Iowa City West, 18-7. Jackson Foley back the other way on the right wing. Penetrates Lane, goes up with a 5-foot floater, and he knocks it down.
Jackson Foley's first shot, and that's what he's going to have to do. He can't take it right at all the tall timber inside for West.
Disterhoff beats Haynes off the dribble into the front court. Now picks up his dribble, top of the key. Ono Fallard for three off the back of the iron. Rebound taken down by Diggins. Diggins looks to push the other way into the front court on the left wing. Crossover dribble, spins over his left shoulder, goes up with a right hand. A shot just off the mark, long rebound tipped to Disterhoff. Disterhoff loses his pass, saved by Devontae Lane to the top of the key. Connor McCaffrey now off the dribble, right of the lane, goes up with a left hand. Shot off the mark, but he gets fouled, and he'll step to the line to shoot two as the pace has picked up here in the second quarter.
Anytime West gets an opportunity to run, they are going to run. There's no team better in the state at getting out in transition than West.
So a timeout is called on the floor. 19-9 is the lead for Iowa City West. So what we'll do is we'll step aside for 30 seconds, and we'll be back with the conclusion of the second quarter. Alex Kuhn alongside Scott Unesh. You're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Sports radio on the historic main gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.
The first half, Alex Kuhn alongside Scott Unesh. And Scott, we talked about the pace of this game early on favoring Cedar Rapids. Kennedy, since then, Iowa City West has gotten out and pushed a little bit.
Yeah, they have. And West is very good at back tapping a rebound. Connor McCaffrey did that in the last possession. And it ended up with West getting an opportunity to get to the free throw line. Malik Haynes got there just a little bit late trying to draw the charge underneath the basket. Connor McCaffrey definitely beat him to the spot.
So Connor McCaffrey steps to the free throw line, an 82% free throw shooter. There were several uncharacteristic free throw misses by West in that first round game against Newton as McCaffrey makes the first.
Especially late. You don't see that from West very often, trying to put a game away.
They were 19 of 29 from the free throw line against Newton. McCaffrey misses the second. He goes 1 of 2. 10-point lead for West. Jackson Foley across half court. West back in that 1-3-1 with Patrick McCaffrey at the top. Foley on the left wing. Pulls up from 3, and he knocks it down from range.
That was a deep one for Foley. That's the spot. Just to the left or right of the circle that Kennedy can hit threes.
Lane in the front court, picked up by Diggins. Goes around him, turns the corner, kicks it left wing for Patrick McCaffrey. Shot fake into the lane, and they're going to get a travel on Patrick McCaffrey, and he does not like the call.
Tell you what, John McCowan, West got away with a couple of travels earlier on that weren't called. John McCowan was reminding the officials during the timeout that, hey, watch the feet, and he got one right there, because I don't think that was the travel.
Elijah Harris and Kai Jenkins back into the lineup for Kennedy. Brewster on the right side. Feeds burst on the right block. Goes up off glass over lane. Puts it up and in. And it is a 5-point lead for West. 19-14, the Trojan advantage. Lane on the right wing. Hands off to Patrick McCaffrey. Top of the key for Akeem Odunsi. Now left wing to Ono Fillard. Feeds the post to Connor McCaffrey. Skip pass to Devontae Lane, and as he penetrates the lane, he is fouled on the floor. I think they're going to get Kai Jenkins with the foul.
That's going to be his second eighth-team foul, so West is in the 1-1 right now, and that was a quick touch out there.
So Devontae Lane will step to the free throw line. The second-best free throw shooter on this West team, 76%. A 1-1 situation. He gets the shooter's touch, makes the first. So 20-14, the Iowa City West lead. 2:54 remaining in the first half. Lane will have one more. And he made them both. So 21-14, the West advantage. West goes back to a man-to-man defense, fully picked up top of the key by Lane. Dribbles left of the lane, turns around, gets his shot blocked by Devontae Lane. He kind of faked Devontae at the top of the key, spun around Connor McCaffrey on the block, but Lane was there for the block.
Yeah, he came over to help out after he lost him initially. But, hey, give Lane credit. He stayed with it, came over and got the help defense.
Isaiah Harris checks out. Derek Diggins back in. He drives across the lane, kicks it right wing for Brewster. Brewster penetrates the lane. Now Jenkins for 3 on the left wing, way off the mark, but bursts there for the rebound. He gets his follow blocked by Patrick McCaffrey, but Jenkins gathers it on the right wing. Jenkins, top of the key, Foley, hesitation move, now dribbles out on the right side. Now burst right of the circle for 3 off the mark. No, Duncey picks up the rebound.
Yeah, that one wasn't even close. Burst can hit that shot, but he's more of a come-off-the-screen, standstill shooter.
Lane at the free throw line, now right wing for Connor McCaffrey. He posts up Jenkins, now back top of the key for Lane. Now Duncey into the corner for Patrick McCaffrey. Patrick McCaffrey, shot fake, gives it off to Lane on the right wing. Lane to the top of the key, back left wing, into the corner for Odunsi. Odunsi gives Connor McCaffrey the ball on the right block. He goes to work, gets the ball up off the glass, and in he gets fouled. He'll step to the line to try to complete a three-point play.
Just a good, strong move for Connor McCaffrey, and that's what he can do at 6'6 and post people up.
So Connor McCaffrey will go back to the free throw line.
And that is 3 fouls now on Kai Jenkins, one of Kennedy's best defenders.
So Jenkins will check out. Nick Deere will return to the Cougar lineup, and Sabian Sims back in the game for the Trojans. Ono Fillard will take his seat. Devontae Lane with 8 early points. Now Connor McCaffrey picks up his 6th point of the game. 24-14, the Iowa City West lead. 1:46 remaining in the first half. High post, Brewster. Brewster gives back to Foley on the left wing. Foley between the leg dribble, penetrates through a double team, gets it out on the right wing, now into the corner for Deer. Back to Foley at the top of the key, to the free throw line, being guarded by Lane. Backdoor feed tipped, and still on the floor, now gathered by Burst, out to Deer on the right wing, who gets it between the circles to Brewster, who resets with 1:20 remaining in the first half.
West playing good defense, much better defense today.
Brewster inside the lane, wild shot off the mark, misses everything. Sims with the rebound to Odunsi into the front court to Patrick McCaffrey. Goes up over Foley, just misses the layup. But he gets fouled. He'll step to the line for two.
Yeah, at least Foley hit him hard enough that he didn't get a chance to complete the three-point play. It knocked him off balance a little bit, and still two free throws coming up.
So Patrick McCaffrey steps to the line. We talked about the Foley matchup at the beginning of the game. So far, not a bad first half for the 5'7 point guard of Cedar Rapids, Kennedy. Burst will check out. Isaiah Harris back into the lineup for Kennedy, as Patrick McCaffrey made the first free throw, and he makes the second. 26-14, the Trojan lead. Right. 105 remaining.
Right now, 9-2 free throw opportunities here for West High.
Foley into the front court, around Odunsi, short corner, gets it back on the right wing to Brewster. Brewster gets right of the lane, kicks it out to Foley, and he traveled as he went across the paint. And with 53 seconds remaining in the first half, the Trojans will get possession of the basketball back.
Anytime Kennedy penetrates, there's just, you got 6'6", 6'7", in there, 6'6", and 6'6". So there's nowhere to go, and Brewster just got off balance, took an extra step.
48 seconds remaining in the first half. Devontae Lane slowly across half court, gives off high on the left side to Connor McCaffrey. Now left wing Odunsi. Dribbles back out top of the key, and they're going to get a carry on Hakeem Odunsi.
Oh, and Steve Bergman didn't like that call.
That's the second violation against Odunsi here in the first half. Now Nate Disterhoff will check back into the lineup. Devontae Lane will take a seat. And now Isaiah Onofolard checks in for Hakeem Odunsi. So McCaffrey, Onofolard, Disterhoff.
Actually, oh,
actually,
keep
Odunsi, yeah. So Odunsi stays in there. It looked like he was going to step to the bench. Connor McCaffrey checks out. So Diggins into the front court, picked up on the right wing by Patrick McCaffrey. Into the corner for Harris. Now elbow deer, high low pass to Brewster, who makes the catch on the right block. Gets his shot rejected by Sims. Into the front court, McCaffrey gathers it, elevates and slams with two hands. And now Disterhoff with the steal in the front court. 12 seconds remaining. Odunsi top of the key. Back to Onofolard, 6 seconds. Onofolard left wing for Disterhoff, penetrates the lane, and he travels. So with 2.8 seconds left, Kennedy gets the ball back.
What a power move by Patrick McCaffrey, because Diggins was stride for stride with him. He just went over him.
You talk about those long arms and long limbs and explosion. Ah, you saw it right there. Foley gets the inbound pass in the backcourt. His heave will be intercepted by Hakeem Odunsi, and that's how we finish the first half of play. 28-14, the Iowa City West lead over Cedar Rapids Kennedy at the break. We're going to step aside and take a break and be back with our halftime report. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on KGYM.
Napa Know How.
Spend $24 on anything at Napa this month, and you'll get a free Chase Elliott racing cap. You can spend it on oil. You can spend it on wiper blades. Heck, spend it on a year's supply of Pine Tree air fresheners. No matter what you spend $24 on, you'll walk away with a free Chase Elliott racing cap planted firmly on your noggin. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/17.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Housing values nationwide have risen by more than 6% year over year. Quicken Loans has smart ways to help you take advantage of your home's rising equity. In fact, you could take cash out to consolidate debt. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. And independent research shows that 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for expert pharmacy care in-store or online via pharmacy chat. Pick up the medications you rely on and get savings on testing supplies from all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Welcome back to Des Moines at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. Scott Udash, Alex Kuhn with you. Halftime, it's Iowa City West on top of Cedar Rapids Kennedy, 28-14. The Cougars and the Trojans, 14-7 in the first quarter, 14-7 in the second quarter. Iowa City West with the advantage in this one. And West High's length and their inside game have been hurting Kennedy here so far, as for West, they have been to the free throw line for 9 attempts, while Kennedy has only been to the free throw line for 2 attempts so far, and Kennedy 0 for 2 so far in the basketball game. Let's take a look at the first half scoring for West High, being led by Patrick McCaffrey at the break with 11 points. He's got 4 field goals, one of those from three-point land, and 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. 8 points for Devontae Lane on a couple of field goals and 4 free throws. 6 points for Connor McCaffrey, and 3 points for Isaiah Onofillard on a first-quarter three-pointer for West 28. For Iowa City West, or I should say for Kennedy, 5 points for Derek Diggins, 5 for Jackson Foley, Drake Brewster with 2, and Matt Burst with 2, and that is it as far as the Cougars scoring is concerned in the first half. Turnovers, officially Kennedy with 7, West with 10 turnovers in that first half of play. And right now, bench scoring is zip-zip. Shooting percentages, Iowa City West shooting it well, 9 of 15. Very economical as far as their first half shooting is concerned, 60%. They are 2 out of 4 from three-point range, 50%, and 8 out of 9, 89% from the foul line in the first half of play. For Cedar Rapids Kennedy, 6 of 31. That is in the first half, only 19%. 2 out of 12, 17% from three-point range so far. Cougars have only had 2 free throw opportunities, and they are 0 for their first 2 of the day. Right now, rebounding, a slight edge to West High as they lead at 17-16. Kennedy with 11 offensive rebounds, but not a lot of points off of those opportunities. And we'll get the official stats coming up here with the points in the paint, points off turnovers, and etc. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit as the All-State cheerleading squad performing here at the halftime break. And now we've got him here, and I mentioned Kennedy with 11 offensive rebounds, but second chance points are 2-2. There's your ball game right now.
Exactly, Scott, and I talked about it a little bit during that first quarter. Kennedy got some open looks from beyond the arc, and they pulled down some offensive rebounds. They didn't capitalize on either of those as the first half went along. And if they want to get back in this game, which they have every opportunity to do so, down 14 at the half, they did not play well offensively. They're going to have to capitalize. They're going to have to make some shots like they did against Dubuque Hempstead in that second half. And if they're going to pull down offensive rebounds, they're going to have to capitalize and get some putbacks.
And remember, Kennedy was down 21 to Hempstead. Now, no offense to Dubuque Hempstead. This is not Dubuque Hempstead out here. This is Iowa City West. And for Steve Bergman, probably not going to allow that. It's going to be a tougher task to come from behind. But Kennedy has done it many times this year, and they're going to have to do it again today.
They will, and it's going to have to start on the defensive end. They've played well defensively for the most part in the half-court set in the first half. They're going to have to keep Iowa City West out of transition. But here's going to be the interesting thing. For John McCowan, he wanted to come into this game and be methodical offensively, make Iowa City West defend for 30, 40 seconds at a time. To do that in the second half, you kind of have to get within striking distance. You have to get this game to a 6 or an 8-point game in order to take your time. So it's going to be a balancing act of trying to defend this Iowa City West team, keep them out of transition, and also try to be methodical and not rush on the offensive end.
Yeah, and West in the second quarter got out and ran. And that's what they do best. And when West gets in transition, There's nobody better in the state of Iowa. And they switched it very effectively from a half-court game that the Cougars were trying to put together, and they got out and ran.
After that first quarter, right as we did the little baseball switch, Scott, I think one of the points you made is Kennedy was down 14-7 at the time. They were shooting 16%. But for that first quarter, and I would say about the first 2 minutes of that second quarter, they were kind of controlling the pace. They were playing a slower game. They were keeping Iowa City West in the half court set, and then Iowa City West kind of got out in transition and got a couple of easy buckets. It is so difficult to keep this team, this Trojan team, out of transition. But John McCowan's group really, really has to buckle down.
Boys state basketball tournament coverage all this week.
Some of the other halftime statistics here. Points in the paint, 12-6, West High leads that. Points off turnovers, as you imagine, West getting out and running in that second quarter, and they lead at 9-4. Second chance points are 2-2, and West being out-rebounded on the offensive glass 11-2 right now. Fast break points, 4-0 West, and nobody has scored off the bench for either team here in the first half of play, as West leads it by 14 at 28-14. And winner of this one will take on the winner of Sioux City East and West Des Moines Valley. That'll be coming up next. So we got green and gold in this game, and we'll have orange and black in the second game as a predominant color. So
we're guaranteed a green and gold versus orange and black state championship game.
Yes, we are.
That is a safe bet.
That's the safest bet that Vegas will take right now anyway. And don't forget, after we have put things away here in Des Moines, we're going to send it to Tana Tyler and the Afternoon Players Club, the extended dance version of the Afternoon Players Club. That'll be coming up probably about 3:20, 3:30, right in there. They're down at Coach's Corner in Iowa City for the KGYM road trip, and that's driven by Linder Tires. So join them down there.
Chad Lysico of the Des Moines Register will join the show. He will talk about Iowa's first-round exit in the Big Ten tournament to the Indiana Hoosiers. And also Chris Emma of 670 The Score is going to join the show to talk a little bit of NFL free agency. He covers the Bears for WSCR in Chicago. In case you haven't noticed, the Bears made a couple of moves yesterday at the quarterback position.
Yeah, they did. And who knows Jay Cutler's future in Chicago. So we'll see. We'll see how that plays out. Looking forward to hearing about that from Chris Emma coming up in a little bit. And then we've got Selection Sunday coming up on Sunday as well. They're going to have an extended program, 4:30 until 8 o'clock. We'll have it for you. Got a couple of championship games as well, the SEC and I believe the AAC coming up on Sunday on the FM signals, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. First IndyCar race of the year is on Sunday as well from the streets of St. Petersburg. And that will be coming your way on 1600 AM. And then next week, all of the NCAA basketball tournaments, starting on Tuesday night with the first four, the two play-in games from Dayton, two more coming up on Wednesday, and then all day Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
There's not a whole lot better than tournament-style basketball. We're getting it this week. We had it last week on KGYM with the girls' tournament, and then we transitioned right into the NCAA tournaments. It's a great time of year to be a basketball fan.
Really is. Both teams back out on the court, 28-14. West High leading it here at the break. And for Kennedy, got to get off to a good start for the Cougars. First two or three minutes are vital for this Kennedy basketball team.
They are. And one of the keys for this team is where they're going to have to make some shots. And in the first half, they did not do that. You look at the three-point total, 2-for-12 from beyond the arc. Malik Haynes was 0-for-3 from the field. Drake Brewster was 1-for-7. Matt Burst was 1-for-6. Derek Diggins was 2-for-7. And Jackson Foley, as I said, had the most efficient first half of any Kennedy Cougar. He went 2-for-5 from the field. But in this second half, not only are they going to have to defend a little bit better in transition than they did against the Trojans in that first half, but the Cougars are going to have to knock down some shots if they want to crawl back into this game.
West by 14, both teams at their respective benches, and we'll get ready for the second half here, and Alex will have the call in the third quarter coming up here. And again, West High wearing their Iowa Kenny Arnold tribute shirts today, and of course, which makes a lot of sense because I'm sure Kenny might be tuning in the Chicagoland area up there. So that would be that'd be cool to see all the Arnold shirts out there as a tribute.
Absolutely. They've been wearing these for the past few weeks, and I think as long as their momentum is moving forward and they're paying tribute to Kenny, they are going to keep wearing these as their warm-up uniforms. 28-14, the Iowa City West lead as we head to the third quarter of play. We'll see how West starts the second half of play. They've played eight players so far, and three off the bench. Isaiah Onufolard got the start, and Sabian Sims has come off the bench. Hakeem Odunsi has come off the bench, and Evan Flitz has also come off the bench. And to start the second half, it will be the starting five. Both McCaffreys, Onufolard, Lane, and Nate Disterhoff, Brewster, Burst, Haynes, Foley, and Diggins, the starting five for Kennedy. West gets the ball to begin the second half. They move from right to left. McCaffrey in the front court, guarded by Foley. Now left wing for Onufolard. Onufolard picked up by Burst, swings it left to Connor McCaffrey. Now Disterhoff to Onufolard on the left wing. Gives off by Devontae Lane, stolen away by Malik Haynes. Haynes back the other way, left of the lane. Lays it up and in with the left hand and cuts the deficit back to 12.
It's going to start with Kennedy on the defensive end. The Cougars really were belly button to belly button right there.
Devontae Lane into the front court, and a blocking foul is going to be called on Malik Haynes. Just as Lane entered the front court, Haynes tried to step in front of Lane to draw the charge. Instead, it's going to be a side out for Iowa City West. And now Haynes will have to take a seat. Nick Deere back into the Cougar lineup.
Three fouls on Malik Haynes, so he's got three, and Kai Jenkins also with three.
Devontae Lane gets the inbound pass now, top of the key. Right around half court for McCaffrey to Onufolard on the left wing. He dribbles out between the circles. Right wing for Patrick McCaffrey, top of the key to Devontae Lane. He goes left with the right hand. A five-foot floater is up and good and extends the lead out to 30-16. Diggins back the other way at the free throw line. Picks up his dribble. Left wing for Foley for three off the back of the iron. Tipped around, and Brewster It tries to save it literally about 5 feet in front of us. He stepped on the inline before he did, so the Trojans will get possession of the basketball back.
And that is why we keep the caps on our beverages.
There's a little padding out in front of us, too, for good measure. Patrick McCaffrey now left wing for Onufolard. Onufolard picked up by Brewster behind the back dribble. Dribbles to the elbow. Now swings it high on the right side for Connor McCaffrey. Back to Onufolard into the corner for Devontae Lane. Devontae Lane tries to go baseline, loses his balance, and almost loses the ball, and they are going to get a foul on the floor.
Got triple teamed, and they're going to get Drake Brewster for a reaching.
That's a tough call on Brewster as Lane looked like he was losing his balance. Nearly lost possession of the ball. Baseline inbound play upcoming for West. Connor McCaffrey, the trigger man, gets it in on the left wing to Devontae Lane, who's guarded by Jackson Foley. Skip pass on the right wing for Connor McCaffrey. Behind the back dribble, swings it on the right wing to Onufolard. Onufolard into the corner for McCaffrey. He attacks the baseline, lays it up and in with the left hand.
Once he got the corner turned, Foley was the only one in his way, and Jackson wisely let him go.
Jackson Foley attacks right of the lane, gets his shot altered and blocked by McCaffrey. Into the front court, Connor McCaffrey, backdoor feed to Devontae Lane. Lost possession, his layup way off the mark. Rebound taken down by Diggins. Now Foley back the other way for the Cougars, and he traveled on the hesitation dribble. They say he carried.
Either one, I think, he could have gotten.
So Kai Jenkins will check back into the lineup as Matt Burst will take a seat for Kennedy.
I think John McCowan just got a warning, too, on the sideline.
Patrick McCaffrey will inbound right in front of us in the backcourt. Connor McCaffrey gets the inbound pass being guarded by Jackson Foley. McCaffrey has about a foot on Foley as Foley guards him stride for stride. Who gives off top of the key now. Onufolard left of the circle. Dribbles the elbow, kicks it right wing for Lane. Now back the other way into the corner for Connor McCaffrey. He drives across the lane, spins over his left shoulder, lays it up and in.
That was beautiful.
With the left hand. And the lead is 18 for Iowa City West.
Nothing you do that about that. That's just a great one-on-one move by Connor McCaffrey.
Diggins between the circles, attacks right of the lane. Backdoor feed taken down by Deere, kicks it left wing for Foley for three, and he knocks it down. Back to a 15-point game, 34-19. The Cougar lead.
Extra pass was beautiful.
The Trojan lead. Lane, top of the key. Left wing for Disterhoff into the corner for Ono Fillard. Feeds the right block to Connor McCaffrey, who backs down Nick Deere, swings the top of the key. Now right wing for Lane for three. Off the mark, rebound taken down by Nick Deere. Outlet to Brewster. Brewster looks to push. The Euro step goes up with the right hand, lays it up and in, gets fouled by Connor McCaffrey.
Boy, that crossover was a killer at the end, and it just got Connor a little bit off balance right there and did bump him.
McCaffrey doesn't like the call.
Brewster's got to get going for Kennedy. He had only a two-point first half, and they need his scoring.
So Brewster will step to the free throw line, a 66% free throw shooter, and he makes the free throw. 12-point lead for Iowa City West, and now Brewster will take a seat. Malik Haynes will check back into the game with three fouls.
Kai Jenkins also in with three fouls, and Kennedy's going to pick him up full court.
So Disterhoff will inbound. Full court pressure here. Ball inbounded to Connor McCaffrey in the backcourt. And now everybody other than Nick Deere backs off. 4:35 remaining in the third quarter. 34-22, the Iowa City West lead. McCaffrey gets his pocket picked by Haynes. Haynes is fouled in the backcourt by Disterhoff. Connor McCaffrey, the help defense from Haynes, came and took the ball away. And then Disterhoff kind of body checked him in the backcourt.
Yeah, definitely a foul. I don't think anything malicious like that.
It was a hard foul, but I think the hard contact was incidental. Flitz and Odunsi check in. Ono Fillard and Disterhoff will take a seat.
And Kennedy, West had him on the ropes, and then the Cougars, sign of a good team. They're coming back.
Foley attacks left of the lane, goes up with a right hand, off glass, shot off the mark. McCaffrey rips down the rebound. They're going to get an over the back, I think, on Nick Deere.
Boy, did Deere get up, though.
Sky for that rebound. So Nick Deere picks up the foul. 4:17 remaining here in the third quarter. Patrick McCaffrey in the backcourt. He'll take Foley off the dribble into the front court, gets it to Connor on the left wing. Connor spins over his left shoulder to Flitz. Finds Odunsi on the block, top of the key. Connor McCaffrey for three. Off the mark. Odunsi skies for the rebound, puts it back up with the right hand. Off the mark, but he gets fouled. He'll step to the line for two.
Odunsi had an opportunity to score down there and kicked it out to Connor McCaffrey. He had a good look at a two.
He faced up on the block, and nobody was there. Instead, he kicked it out top of the key to Connor McCaffrey. His first free throw is good.
And that's the fourth foul on Kai Jenkins as well, and he's going to have to come out for Kennedy.
So Kai Jenkins and Drake Brewster take a seat. Matt Burst and Derek Diggins back into the Cougar lineup. 4 minutes even remaining here in the third quarter. Odunsi's second free throw off the mark. It's tipped around and off of Burst last, out of bounds. It looked like Patrick McCaffrey was in the area to touch it, but the official rules that the Cougars touch it last. And a timeout is taken on the floor. It'll be a full timeout. 35-22, the Iowa City West lead. We're going to step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on KGYM.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Willa, Terry, Tim, and Kate Dickens at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers support high school sports, and they know it's a family effort. From driving students to practice and making it to all the games to serving up snacks in the concession stand, your favorite family team players would love a show of appreciation with a gift from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. From watches to mother's rings and even Iowa Hawkeye jewelry, they've got spirit? Yes, they do. At Hertine and Stocker, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
3:58 remaining in the third quarter. Class 4A semifinal matchup, an all-MVC affair. The Iowa City West Trojans lead the Kennedy Cougars 35-22. The Trojans have the basketball out of the timeout. Attacking to our left, Connor McCaffrey guarded by Burst, top of the key. Looks for the high post pass, gets it to Lane, who hands off to Patrick McCaffrey. Patrick McCaffrey picked up by Diggins, give and go to Connor McCaffrey. Left of the lane, his layup is blocked by Derek Diggins.
Boy, Diggins came out of nowhere.
Connor McCaffrey wanted a foul, but there was none there on the replay on the big screen. Diggins got every bit of that basketball.
Thought they'd West would try to run something from the McCaffreys. Patrick's been very quiet in the third quarter.
Devontae Lane attacks 15-foot.
The UNI Panthers prowl right here on the gym. KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Brewster knew it too, and that's going to be three now on Drake Brewster. So he's got three. Haynes has three, and Jenkins has four for Kennedy.
So foul trouble here for the Cougars. Brewster, the leading scorer on this Kennedy team, averaging 14 points per game. Connor McCaffrey back to the free throw line, and he makes the first.
It's 11 now for Connor.
He had 18 points in the quarterfinal matchup against Newton. He has 12 as he makes the second free throw. 15-point lead for Iowa City West. 3:32 remaining in the third quarter. Man-to-man defense here fully picked up by Evan Flitz at the top of the key. Foley hands off to Brewster at around half court, who will set the offense. Brewster gets a high screen from Diggins, attacks right of the lane, goes up with a right hand, off glass shot off the mark. Patrick McCaffrey with a strong rebound, tipped away but gathered by Odunsi to Devontae Lane into the front court, dribbles through a double team. Backdoor feed to Patrick McCaffrey in the short corner. Back to Lane, wide open three from the right corner, off the mark. Burst skies for the rebound and pulls it down for the Cougars.
Good shot in and out that time. Tough luck there for Devontae Lane.
Foley on the right wing, attacks right of the lane, gets his shot blocked. And the rebound taken down by Burst. His follow, no good. Odunsi rips down the rebound. Outlet to Lane. Into the front court. Patrick McCaffrey lays it up and in.
What
with
a catch.
The left hand.
What a throw and what a catch.
Jackson Foley back the other way for Kennedy. We'll get a high screen from Burst. On the right wing, dribbles to the elbow, picks up his dribble, feeds Burst on the right block. Out top to Diggins. NBA range three off the front of the iron, then out. Rebound taken down by Odunsi. Now Flitz back the other way. McCaffrey in the short corner. Patrick top the key for Odunsi. Odunsi off the dribble runs right into Malik Haynes, who draws the charge. Very courageous move there by Haynes, who's playing with three fouls.
Anytime you lower the shoulder, usually in high school basketball, you're going to get the charge call.
Clear charge call there. Haynes does a good job of drawing it. 2:11 remaining here in the third quarter. As Disterhoff takes a seat, Sabian Sims back into the Trojan lineup. Nick Deere checks back into the game for Kennedy. Diggins on the right wing, gets a high screen from Burst, attacks baseline. Under the basket, top of the key for Deere. Deere drives the lane, lays it up, off the mark. Haynes with the follow. He gets fouled. He'll step to the free throw line.
I think they're going to get Devontae Lane there on the foul. Deere was so open, I think he just surprised himself. No, Dunsey got the foul.
Dunsey with the foul. So Malik Haynes will step to the line. An 72% free throw shooter makes the first. So Haynes will have one more. If I'm not mistaken, his first points, or no, that would be his third point of the afternoon. And he knocks them both down. Back to a 15-point game as Foley will take a seat for Kennedy. Drake Brewster back into the Cougar lineup.
Full court pressure now by Kennedy.
Haynes,
this is dangerous.
Haynes and Deere are going to try to deny Connor McCaffrey the inbound pass, but he gets it anyway. In the backcourt, McCaffrey picked up by Nick Deere, but here comes help defense from Haynes. Into the front court, now right wing for Lane. Back to Connor McCaffrey, top of the key. To the elbow, backdoor feed for Sims. Sims turns around, loses the basketball. Taken away by Burst.
Nice job by Deere, who got a hand on it when he turned.
Now Brewster into the front court for Kennedy on the left wing. Guarded by Lane. Dribbles to his left, short corner, gives off to Burst on the block. Goes up with the left hand, shot partially altered by Sims. Off the mark, but a foul is going to be called. And I think they're going to get Nick Deere. Yep, they got Nick Deere with a foul call.
Crashing in there and went over the back of a couple of Trojans.
So West will get the basketball back. 1:20 remaining in the third quarter. They have a 15-point lead. Connor McCaffrey into the corner for Devontae Lane. He drives baseline. Little scoop shot with English off the mark, but he gets his own rebound. Takes it away from Burst. Swings it to the right wing to Connor McCaffrey, who gets hit in the face. No call as Malik Haynes got him, I think, in the right eye.
Yeah, and inadvertent now, there, but definitely poked him.
Connor has been a little bit frustrated here this afternoon, despite his 12 points. So now Devontae Lane flits top of the key for three off the side of the iron. O'Dunsey with a rebound. He goes back up with the right hand, puts it up off glass and in.
Beautiful pump fake there by Hakeem, and got all the Cougars in the air.
17-point lead for the Trojans. Diggins to the free throw line, 15-foot jumper off the mark. Sims had the rebound, loses it. It is tipped out of bounds off Drake Brewster, who picked the pocket of Sims. And the ball will go back to the Trojans with 38.9 seconds remaining in the third quarter.
West Bigs have a nasty habit of getting it and putting it on the floor.
Yes, they do.
and anytime they do that, Kennedy's guards are right there to swat it away.
Active hands for the Cougars. Ball inbounded to McCaffrey, back to Flitz. Flitz picked up by Jackson Foley. Gets it across half court now, left wing for Patrick McCaffrey, top of the key, Connor. Connor to the elbow, swings it on the right wing to Devontae Lane, top of the key, Flitz, left wing for Connor McCaffrey. Connor McCaffrey dribbles to his right, gets to the free throw line, goes up with a little 5-foot runner, puts it up and in with a left hand. 19-point lead for West, 12 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Foley on the other end for three from the left corner. Off the mark, Burst gathers the rebound, puts it back up and in with the right hand. And 43-26 is the West lead. They will dribble out the remainder of the third quarter. We're going to step aside for 60 seconds. Iowa City West with a 17-point lead after three. You're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word, a daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Des Moines and Wells Fargo Arena. Alex Kuhn alongside Scott Unash after three quarters of play. Iowa City West with a 43-26 lead over Cedar Rapids Kennedy in this Class 4A semifinal matchup to decide who plays tomorrow night at 8 p.m. for the state title. Alex Kuhn alongside Scott Unish. As I mentioned, I did the second and third quarter. We're going to do, once again, a little bit of a baseball handoff. Scott Unash on the play-by-play.
Yeah, trying to get you stats through the third quarter, but everything is kind of down right now. But yeah, West maintained the lead. It seemed like every time Kennedy gets down to 12-13, West gets a big bucket. And Connor McCaffrey got one right there at the end of the third quarter. As West was trying to take the clock down, and instead of getting the last second shot, they got a layup. Ended up getting the 2 points anyway.
After three quarters of play, Iowa City West 51% from the field, 15 of 29. Cedar Rapids Kennedy 10 of 46, 21.7%. 3 of 16 from beyond the arc for Kennedy, 2 of 8 for Iowa City West.
They're working for you.
For right. Some reason.
We start the fourth quarter. Jackson Foley in the dribble drive and traveled with it. Took a little extra hop step as he took it in the lane. Foley's been attacking, but not a lot of success when he gets inside.
He had a couple of open looks that he made in the first half. Some help side defenses caused a couple of block shots here in the second half against Foley.
Full court pressure applied by Kennedy. Ono Fallard breaks it, splits a double team. drives it baseline, and a walk going to be called on Patrick McCaffrey. I think his eyes got real wide as he drove the baseline. And for West High, that's their 15th turnover and 10 on Kennedy right now. Kennedy will start the fourth quarter. Jackson Foley, Malik Haynes in there, Matt Burst, Derek Diggins, and Nick Deer. So Brewster on the bench right now. Crossover dribble by Foley. And West going to go to that 1-3-1 again. They were really successful with it in the first half. Haynes left wing. Up top, fumbled for a moment. Foley on the drive, tried to go back door, and it was intercepted by Ono Fillard and Connor McCaffrey, who read it beautifully. Iowa City West up 17. As Drake Brewster is going to get ready to come back in for the Cougars. Ball handling out front, now the lane. Pull up 15-footer right baseline, and he got it.
That is the biggest adjustment that Lane has made from his junior to senior season. He can make that 15-foot and beyond jumper.
45-26, 19-point lead. That's been the biggest for West here on this Friday afternoon. Burst way outside. And West going to the zone. They're going to make Kennedy use some time, too. Burst on the dribble drive. No look. Bounce inside to Deer, and before the shot, going to be held by Devontae Lane inside. And Lane picks up his second 15 foul, and Brewster back in for the Cougars. Kennedy just can't afford now to hold it for 30 seconds of possession.
They have to make some shots from the outside, and they have to do it in a hurry.
Inbound, they try to squeeze it in there to Brewster, tipped out of bounds. And the Cougars will try it again. Inbound to Haynes, off the dribble, right wing three, front iron no, and Lane skied over Burst. Then he turned, and they're going to get a walk. It was either going to be a tie-up or a walk.
I thought a tie-up was coming, but I guess he shuffled his feet. Three travels in the first minute and a half in the fourth quarter.
Burst inside, lost it. His double pumper off the glass won't go, and Ono Fillard the rebound. Quick outlet, here comes Connor McCaffrey in the front court. West with the big lead. They can take some time here. Lane a jab step. Now starts to drive right of the lane. Gets doubled. Kicks it out to Connor McCaffrey. Spins out top Patrick. Left of the key. Three. No on the line driver. Connor the offensive board. And fouled going up.
The size of Iowa City West just, it wreaks havoc on the offensive boards. It doesn't matter who's out there, whether it's Connor McCaffrey, Patrick McCaffrey, Disterhoff at 6'4", Sabian Sims at 6'6", Hakeem O'Dunsey at 6'6". That front line just sort of wears on teams.
Free throw good. Connor McCaffrey will get a pair. He's in double digits with 11, or check that, make it 13 for Connor McCaffrey. And has one more on the way right through. West with their biggest lead, 47-26. They ended the first half on a 9-0 run. And Kennedy basketball against the 1-3-1. Foley traveled with it. Fell down, tried to keep the dribble alive. And that's a turnover on the Cougars.
That 1-3-1 zone has been working very well for Iowa City West when they put the 6-7 Patrick McCaffrey at the top of it. They don't do it often. They've done it a little bit more than they have the rest of the season in this game. But it really is hard on small point guards. And Jackson Foley in the second half a little bit frustrated with it.
Foley's done a nice job as the pressure. West had it tipped away. Connor McCaffrey in the backcourt with Cougars all over him. Gets it out there to Ono Fillard. He'll bring it up with a stutter dribble. Lost it going in, but foul called from behind on Kennedy. And foul is going to go against Malik Haynes, and that'll be his fourth. And West in the 1-1 right now. And Ono Fillard will go to the free throw line for West High. Front end of the 1-1 is good. And West, pretty good free throw shooting team. Not great, but not bad. One more up and left it short. Diggins tried to one-hand the rebound and had to go make the big save on it.
Nothing coming easy right now for the Cougars.
48-26. West won the first matchup by 30, and they lead here by 22 over Kennedy. Foley against the 1-3-1. Goes crossover, takes the top of the key, inside the burst, spinning, got doubled.
transition and get.
It is fun to watch.
It'll be interesting to see if they can finish off this game, if they'll do it against a team with a little bit more size in the front court, but it does work against a team like Kennedy.
Off the inbound, Brewster gets the two.
Kennedy, a little bit more of a guard-oriented team.
Brewster now with a total of seven here in the game. Cougar pressure, 5 minutes to play, 50-28, ball tipped out of bounds, and I think they got a foul on Jackson Foley, and it will be. And that's the final 1-1. Might as well go for steal opportunities if you're Kennedy.
I've been impressed every time I've seen Jackson Foley play. There's two staples of Jackson Foley: tough defense and the fact that he has a mouth guard, but he never has it fully in his mouth. He's always chewing on it. I don't know why I noticed that, but just a very, very good player for Kennedy, and especially for being the smallest guy out there on the court.
Connor McCaffrey gets the free throw. Hakeem Adunsi will come in for Disterhoft. One more coming up for Connor. If you don't think 5'7 guys can play basketball, Jackson Foley's showing you that they can. Connor got them both. And McCaffrey so far is 8 out of 9 from the free throw line. West is 14 of 17 from the line. Kennedy has only taken 5 attempts so far.
A huge improvement from the free throw line for the Trojans here in the semifinals.
Under 5 to play. Brewster in the power dribble. Lost it going up out of bounds. He claims it was touched by West, but officials will give it to the Trojans. And Kennedy starting to pile up the turnovers. That's 14 on the Cougars. And West with 16. Lane bringing it up in a hurry. Right-hand boards. Gets it over now to Ono Fillard. Spins right free throw line. Cross court to McCaffrey. Patrick on the drive. Tried to go coast to coast and go cross court, and it was tipped out of bounds. 4:37 to play here in the game, and West up big, 52-28. See if Steve Bergman has the Trojans be a little bit more patient here. And as I say that, forcing the shot up was Lane. Comes out of there with Matt Burst. Here comes Kennedy on the run. Haynes, good. Cross court bounce pass to Brewster, who drives in for the two. Brewster with 9, and it's 52-30. Pressure throw over the top to Patrick McCaffrey. Hook pass inside, stolen away by Burst, and then Ono Fillard's going to get the foul. That will not make Steve Bergman happy.
It will not. Back on the other end, Brewster is at 6'6", is a matchup problem for anybody. He does a good job out in transition, kind of a slasher, can play with his back to the basket at times. Very, very good player for this Cedar Rapids Kennedy basketball team.
Matt Burst, 51% for the line, and he and Ono Fillard, two of the better baseball players in the state, got tangled up on the other end. 1-1, going to be short by Burst. Rebound to Evan Flitz. He outlets the pass. West got a 3-on-1. Cross-court pass to McCaffrey, who finger-rolled it in. Thought he was going to throw it down, but he didn't. And there's a tie-up. Adunsi tied up Diggins.
Patrick McCaffrey just does an unbelievable job with those long legs and long arms of getting to the rim when you don't think he's going to. He took off from outside of the block and got all the way to the rim.
Media timeout will take it as well. 3:58 to play in the ballgame. And West up by 24. West High 54, Kennedy 30. Back after this on KGYM.
America, it's time for some straight talk. Lobster is really just a fancy way to eat butter. Nobody wants to read the poetry you wrote in college. And guess what? That low-priced unlimited plan those big wireless carriers want to sell you? It's crawling with mystery fees, overages, and other nasty surprises. So it turns out those plans aren't so low-priced after all. But look, there's a better way. Straight Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and data with the first 5 gigs up to 4G LTE starting at just $45. That's half the cost with no contract. Plus, you don't have to worry about getting blindsided by mystery fees and overages. All on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Come on, it's time to stop being fooled. It's time to ask yourself, why haven't I switched? Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Back with you at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. 4A state semifinal. The All-Mississippi Valley Conference affair. And right now, West Dye leading it 54-30 over the Kennedy Cougars. And body language right now kind of tells the story for Kennedy.
Kennedy has played a pretty solid defensive basketball game. The issue is the shooting percentage. 24% from the field. They really have not been able to get anything going offensively this afternoon.
West going to spread the court here a little bit. Flitz in there as an extra ball handler. Sabian Sims back in. Odunze, Lane, and Ono Fallard. And there's a foul on the double team out front.
Is that on Haynes? They're going to get him Brewster for the foul.
It's going to be the fourth on Drake Brewster. And double bonus the rest of the way now for West High as Devontae Lane will go to the line. He's got an even dozen. And it looks more and more like West is going to play for another state championship as a free throw is good, which would be their fifth opportunity in the last 6 years for this basketball program.
They continue to get here, and we'll see if they can get over the hump the last 2 years. Out in the semifinals against North Scott last year, they took on West Des Moines Valley, lost by that game by 7. We'll see if they play West Des Moines Valley again. They play right after this game.
West will tell you that it doesn't matter. I think deep down,
they
it
want
matters.
Another crack at it.
I think deep down, they want Valley again. Foley out front. Foley penetrates, takes it above the right free throw line. Bounced to Derek Diggins. Puts it on the floor. Turns. Takes it inside. Hangs. Puts it up and scores. It'll count the foul. Think they're going to get Van Roekel, who just checked in on the foul. And then, not sure who they got it on. Flitz.
They got it on Flitz. Josh Van Roekel's just checked in. One of the starting offensive linemen on the football team. Another big body.
Free throw short. And Van Roekel, I thought we'd see him a little bit more today. He's a banger. Definitely, if it's a Valley, we will see Van Roekel in there a little bit more. Trap out front. Lane gets out of it. Flitz, jump pass over to Sims. Drives in, reverses it up and good. That's a beautiful move down the baseline by Sabian Sims. And West extends the lead to 26. 58-32. Brewster jumps out in the lane. A little scoop layup. No. Tried to keep it alive out of bounds. Going to stay with Kennedy with 3:01 left.
West staying in that 1-3-1 defense with Patrick McCaffrey on the bench. They have Sabian Sims at the top of it. Another 6'6" forward with really long arms.
Yeah, Patrick and Connor on the bench. Here's Deer. Left corner, a three. Rimming, no. Tipped up and good by Derek Diggins underneath.
Good job by Diggins to fight through some contact to tip that one back up and in.
He's got 9, and Lane fouled from behind. That might be Brewster, and that is it. He'll foul out with 2:50 to play. And a 9-point afternoon. As West High will bring Connor McCaffrey back in. Lane goes to the line. He'll have 2. And the free throw too strong. West has been there a lot today.
They have, and they've been pretty efficient from the free throw line.
Free throw up. Good. Lane got the second one. And Lane now at 15. He's had a solid state tournament. He'll check out for Connor McCaffrey.
Iowa City West now 18 of 22 from the free throw line.
2:48 to play and a 25-point lead for West High. Step back Haynes. Right wing three. Short. Rebounded by Connor. And just going to hold it in the backcourt here. Trying to spin out of a double team. Going to have to use a timeout. First timeout taken here by West. Going to be a 30-second timeout here.
Malik Haynes having a little bit of trouble with that jump shot. Not just him. The three-point shot for Kennedy has not been there here this afternoon. I thought maybe at halftime they'd make some adjustments to get going from beyond the arc like they did against Dubuque Hempstead. Not so here with the good defensive pressure put on by Iowa City West.
59-34. West led by 14 at halftime, 28-14. It's not really been a big run. They just kind of just stretched it away and put it away. We'll get you to the APC coming up after this here on KGYM, the extended version, or we like to call it the extended dance version. That's an 80s term, Alex. Connor McCaffrey, no look, bounce underneath. Over it comes to Sims, layup, rimming, no, but he was fouled. I think he wanted to go up and dunk it.
I think so as well. Was that Haynes that went up and contested?
Yeah.
I think it was. And now Jake Anderson and Hershey Henstrom are going to check in for Iowa City West.
Crowd loves Hershey.
They do.
Haynes fouls out at the 224 mark. Jake Anderson, 6 foot junior coming in for West High. And Hershey Henstrom, 6 foot senior back in. Or I should say in for the first time as Sims at the line gets the free throw. West took it inside and got Kennedy in a little bit of foul difficulty. And West now with a 61-34 lead. Sims with four. And I think the West starters, most of them are going to get the rest of the night off. Here's Foley, jumper no. Van Roekel trying to keep it alive. Kai Jenkins gets it. Out to Diggins, left side three ball, no, and Burst a weak side board. He put it on the floor. Anderson trying to dig it out of there. Burst lost it, still loose. Deere comes away with it. Anderson tips it away from behind. Steve Bergman's got to love the hustle there from Jake Anderson. Pass tipped, stolen away. Here comes Anderson. Lead pass to Sims, left of the lane, drives in, and an offensive foul on Sims.
Job by Nick Deere to step in front of that, step in front of Sims and draw the charge. How about Matt Burst this afternoon with 10 rebounds for the Kennedy Cougars, a 6'2 senior going up against a bunch of 6'6 and 6'7 forwards of West, pulls down 10 rebounds for the Cougars.
Maso comes in for West High, number 40, and also coming in will be Dante Eldridge. And, folks, that's a name you're going to have to pay attention to in the next couple of years. He's a 5'8 sophomore. I had him on the varsity unit for a while, then had him go back down to the sophomore team to get some more playing time. Here's the three. Jenkins going to be way short, but Deere, the offensive rebound and the putback.
Eldridge, a good-looking ball handler, and with Devontae Lane in his final year after this West team, with 4 years of Devontae Lane, they're going to need somebody to handle the ball next year. Could be Eldridge.
Anderson, cross-court pass. Here's Henstrom. Three won't go. That would have brought the West crowd up. Here's a putback try. Eldridge, no. Rebound tipped away. Loose. Jack Wetzel in there for the Cougars, and he'll come away with it. The Kennedy freshman. 61-36. West is going to go to the state championship game once again. Deere, low pass through the legs and picked up by West High. Under a minute to play. And the question is, who's going to shoot it for West? They want to get Hershey a shot.
I think Hershey wants to, the fans and the guys on the bench want Hershey to score.
And Kai Jenkins just fouled out. Becomes the third Cougar to be disqualified with 48 seconds to play. Kennedy's going to get Keeler Dix coming in. Jake Olenzak will come in. Ryan King also will come in to the lineup. And to the line will be Dante Eldridge. His dad, of course, the video coordinator for the Iowa men's basketball team.
This will be Dante Eldridge's first free throw attempt of the season.
On the varsity unit.
Yes, on the varsity unit.
Free throw up short. It's two-shot situation. Everybody went into the lane there. But he'll get one more. Second one up and in and out. Back tapped away from Olenzak. 45 seconds to play, and West with the comfortable lead. Wetzel on the drive. Jumps out in the lane. He had it knocked away. Picked it back up. Shot no good. Keeler Dix out top to Isaiah Harris underneath the Ryan King, and he was fouled from behind.
I think they're going to get Paul McGee with the fouls. He's just checked into the Trojan lineup.
Ryan King to the line, and trying to get his name in the scorebook here for the Cougars. And it's up, good. He can tell everybody that he scored at the state tournament.
The Cougar faithful is approves.
Brandon Cook will come in for Kennedy. And also in is A.J. Davis for the Cougars. Second free throw, no good. And it's chased down in the corner. 28 seconds to play, 61-37 West. Out in front. And they are going to win this one comfortably here this afternoon. Second time they've beaten Kennedy. Anderson on the dribble drive. Hangs, puts it up, no. And tied ball on the rebound, and it will stay with the Trojans. As coming in, the final Kennedy player that hasn't gotten into the game yet, Duncan Schulte-Jens, will come in. He's a senior. Kennedy will play in the consolation game coming up tomorrow morning. And wish the best of luck to the Cougars. Turnaround three, short, with 8 seconds to play. That one put up by Barnes. Who's going to take the last shot? It'll be Olin Zach. Short, put back, no, and that's it. Iowa City West goes 2-0 against Kennedy this year. They win the regular season contest, and they win the semifinal. West High, 61, and Cedar Rapids Kennedy, 37. We'll come back and get into the post game after this 2-minute timeout as you're listening to boys high school basketball from KGYM.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
You should be driving a Kia. You should be driving a Kia from McGrath Kia, from McGrath Kia.
You can be driving a McGrath Kia, not one, but two new 2017 Sorentos for $299 a month. And with McGrath Kia credit amnesty, less than perfect credit is no problem. All you need is a pay stub, utility bill, and driver's license. McGrath Kia has lenders standing by to help you drive two, not one, but two new Kia Sorentos, $299 a month. Double the fun with your tax refund. See green, save green. Now drive two, not one, but two new Sorentos, only $299 a month. Your credit is no problem.
Credit amnesty cleans the slate.
McGrath Kia Sorentos, not one, two for $299 in beautiful Hiawatha.
You should be driving a Kia from McGrath Kia, from McGrath Kia.
236 month, 10,000 miles per year leases, $3,500 per car plus tax, title, and license due at signing. No security deposit, balance on trade carried over to new loan subject to lender approval. Offers not in combination, expires 4/3/17.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Napa Know How.
Spend $24 on anything at Napa this month, and you'll get a free Chase Elliott racing cap. You can spend it on oil. You can spend it on wiper blades. Heck, spend it on a year's supply of Pine Tree air fresheners. No matter what you spend $24 on, you'll walk away with a free Chase Elliott racing cap planted firmly on your noggin. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/17.
Back with you in Des Moines at Wells Fargo Arena. The teams are out on the floor coming up for semifinal number two, as it'll be West Des Moines Valley taking on Sioux City East in the all-orange and black second semifinal. Winner will get Iowa City West in the championship game tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. We'll have it for you on KGYM right after our coverage of Xavier basketball coming up tomorrow night. And again, figuring on the second game to be on all of our frequencies coming up at about 7:45 tomorrow night. But Kennedy had a very short, well, Kennedy never led in this game. West jumped out to a 7-0 lead, 12-0 lead, led 14-7 after the first quarter, and then really put it away. It was 19-14, and West ended the first half in a 9-0 run and really never looked back after that.
They didn't, and that was the point where they got out and transitioned to the Trojans. And for the first quarter plus, Kennedy wasn't making shots, but they were at least playing at a pace that they felt comfortable that they could they could get their offense going against West. But when I think Patrick McCaffrey came up with a transition dunk, I think that play right there kind of swung the whole momentum. Iowa City West went on a 9-0 run. Kennedy kind of cut it back to 10 or 12 points there in the third quarter, and then Iowa City West went on another run. Too much defense from Iowa City West, and Cedar Rapids Kennedy didn't make enough shots to come away with the victory here this afternoon.
Take a look at the final scoring in this one for the West High Trojans, who go to 22-3 on the year. They had three and double figures, led by Patrick McCaffrey, team at game high 17 points with a 6'7" sophomore. That coming off the 3-point game where he didn't have a field goal last time out. McCaffrey was 17, had 7 field goals, one of those at 3, and 2 of 2 from the line. Right behind, Connor McCaffrey with 16 points. Had 6 of the first half, 10 of the second half. Was terrific. He was 8 of 9 from the free throw line. 15 for Devontae Lane. Typical Devontae Lane game. Hit some jumpers, came through defensively, and was the heartbeat out there for West High. And then 4 points for Isaiah Onofilar. That included a 3-pointer. Sabian Sims had 4 points for West. Hakeem Adunsi off the bench with 3 and 2 for Nate Disterhoft. For Kennedy, balanced scoring, nobody in double figures. Drake Brewster and Derek Diggins leading the way, both with 9 points. Brewster fouled out. One of three Cougars to foul out here this afternoon. Ended up with 9 points. 9 points for Derek Diggins. Jackson Foley had 8, including a pair of 3-point goals. Matt Burst had 4, Malik Haynes had 4, and Nick Deer had 2. Ryan King also with 1 off the bench for Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Turnovers, West with 18, and I know Steve Bergman will not be happy about that. 16 in the game for Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Mentioned the Cougars never led in the basketball game, and West led by as many as 27 in this one here this afternoon. Final shooting numbers for West High, 19 of 39, just a tick under 50%. They were 49%. Only 2 of 11, 18% from three-point range. But how about free throws? 21 of 27, and Kennedy only got there 9 times.
That's the difference in the ball game right there. Iowa City West, their size inside, whether it was Connor McCaffrey on second chance opportunities or Patrick McCaffrey getting to the line, you saw some guys get there and they converted. And that was the biggest key. You saw them miss a few free throws against Newton. And I think the biggest key to the game is they got Patrick McCaffrey back going. 15 points. He had a couple of transition dunks. They got him back in the fold of the offense. He had been struggling the past few games. A good bounce back game for a very, very good sophomore basketball player.
We'll get you the other stats coming up in a moment because they zeroed them all out on the board. So here they come, as a matter of fact. Johnny on the spot here. So we will have those coming up for you here in just a couple of moments as West Des Moines Valley and Sioux City East are out there, and they are getting their warm-ups going here. And, again, for Kennedy, for the ball game, 15 to 61, 25% for the Cougars. They shot 13% in the second half. Kennedy was 3 of 23 in the second half, and that was from three-point range for the – well, check that. 9 of 30, 30% in the second half, 9% from three-point range, and Kennedy was 3 of 23 all day from three-point range.
And that's the key to the game right there. And they had some open looks early. I thought the offense, they got into their set, they ran their stuff, they got some open looks, they didn't convert. And let's not forget, at halftime we were talking about second chance opportunities. They pulled down something like 11 offensive boards in the first half, and they only had 2 points off of those offensive rebounds. So that right there kind of just in a nutshell the offensive day for the Cedar Rapids Kennedy Cougars.
Some of the other stats as we take a look at them here. Points in the paint going on right now for the game. Iowa City West with 30 to Cedar Rapids Kennedy's 22. Points off turnovers, Iowa City West won that 18 to 10. Second chance points, Kennedy by 2, 11 to 9. Fast break opportunities, West 10 to 4 in that one, and the bench scoring was West 7 to 3. Rebounds in this game, 40-34, West with the advantage. And West ended up with 11 rebounds. Kennedy had 21 offensive rebounds. but only had 11 points.
Exactly what I was just talking about. There were two bright spots that I thought for Kennedy here this afternoon. First was Matt Burst. Matt, watching this team play the couple times and watching them on tape, you notice that he's 6'2", but he has a knack for getting to the basketball. He had 10 rebounds. And I thought Jackson Foley played a pretty good game. He was aggressive, even though he was going up against some mismatches out there. He came up with a couple of buckets, got the momentum going to claw his team back into the game there in the third quarter to get it within 12. So I thought he, for the most part, played a pretty solid game at the point guard position. He was aggressive against a lot of size of Iowa City West.
Well, for Jackson Foley, he really picked up his game in the second half of the year. And for Foley, he's going to be one of the guys to count on for this team next year for Cedar Rapids, Kennedy. And the next step is to take – it was tough for him because when he took it inside, usually on a night-by-night basis, he's not going to run into 4-6-6 guys.
Right.
And when he took it inside, they, more often than not, put it right back at him.
There was a play, and I can remember this, to our left. He was out around the left wing, dribbled around Connor McCaffrey, got around him, turned the corner, and then he did a little turnaround over his left foot, pivoted, and got rid of Nate Disterhoff, and then was blocked from behind by Devontae Lane. Not a whole lot you can do there. Like I said, for what he was going up against, he had a pretty good afternoon. And you just talk about a rock-solid basketball player. He shoots well from beyond the arc. He distributes the ball well. He handles the ball well. He is going to be one of the key cogs on this Cougars team 2017-2018 season.
And Kennedy, with this basketball team, Drake Brewster has one more game left in his career, but Derek Diggins is back next year. Jackson Foley will be back next year. They've got Jack Wetzel coming off the bench as a freshman. They're going to need to replace a lot of key cogs. Kai Jenkins will be back next year for Kennedy. He'll be counted on for a little bit more offense next year. But the basketball program, they got one more game this year, but it's in very good footing under John McCowan as they make it into the Final Four.
It is. I think the biggest thing moving towards next year is replacing some of those key role players, like a Nick Deere, who comes off the bench and gives you some key minutes, not only defensively, but he's a good rebounder. And you look at another guy like Isaiah Harris, who also comes off the bench and shoots well from beyond the arc. So guys like that are going to be the biggest things to replace for next year. But they're just going to need some juniors to step up and fill those roles.
Now, for Iowa City West, getting ready for the championship game tomorrow night. Cut down turnovers. Other than that, I think West played a pretty solid game here this afternoon. Did what they had to do in the half court. If they play Valley, Sioux City East, I think, will run with them. And that might be a mistake. Better matchup might be Sioux City East in this game. But for Valley last year, the Tigers slowed it down to a snail's pace and played a game in the 40s and just banged them. And so we'll see how this comes out.
They did. And if it's Valley, which I think a lot of Iowa City West players want, they want another crack at the Tigers. They're going to have to shoot, and the three-point numbers don't look great. 2-for-11 today. They had a couple rattle in and out. They're going to have to shoot well because Valley, I think, is going to do what they tried to do last year. They're going to sit in that 2-3 zone, and they're going to make Devontae Lane or Connor McCaffrey or Patrick McCaffrey or Disterhoff or Onufolard shoot over them until they make a shot, and they couldn't do it in last year's title game. They struggled from the field, but this is a much improved shooting team. They just need to show up and do it. And they're gonna, if it's Valley, they're also gonna have, you talked about it, Scott, they're gonna have to play a good low post defense because Valley has a couple of big guys right there in the middle and down low.
Sioux City East and West Des Moines Valley getting ready to go out of here from Wells Fargo Arena here in Des Moines. Coming up, we got the APC. They will be next right here on KGYM. Should let you know there is a power outage in the Johnson County area. And we believe, we understand our 106.3 FM signal off right now, and we believe due to the power outage. But as soon as they clear that up down in the Iowa City area, we'll get that going again. APC coming up next. Next high school basketball comes up tomorrow night, championship Saturday night. It'll be a doubleheader. Phil Dunn and I will have the call. Cedar Rapids Xavier will take on Sergeant Bluff Luton tomorrow at 5:45. And, again, If Iowa State is victorious, we'll have that game on 107.5 and 106.3 FM with Iowa State on 1600 AM. Alex's game, Ryan Merkin will join him tomorrow, and that will be West High against the winner of this upcoming semifinal. And we anticipate having that on all three frequencies tomorrow night, beginning at about 7:45, 8 o'clock, right in there, depending on the length of the first game. So always good to have two championship games.
Absolutely. This will be my first. This is my first state tournament. So first state championship basketball game. Got a couple in football, but I'm looking forward to our game at 8 o'clock and, of course, seeing Cedar Rapids Xavier go for the state championship as well. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep, Xavier got the big win over Waverly Shell Rock in overtime last night, 47-41. And Sergeant Bluff Luton, a 73-59 winner over West Delaware. So no unbeatens this year in the state of Iowa. West Delaware was the last one, and they went out with that loss, and they will play in the consolation. We wish them the best of luck. We wish Kennedy the best of luck in the third-place game coming up tomorrow morning as well. Well, the grand experiment went great.
It's always a pleasure, Scott. Thanks for having me along.
Yep, a lot of fun. Stay tuned. APC coming up after a break here on KGYM, the extended version of the APC. They'll take you to 7 o'clock here tonight. At 5:30, Iowa State basketball on 1600 AM as the Cyclones in a semifinal action down in Kansas City. We'll be taking on TCU as TCU upset Kansas last night. So it'll be Iowa State and TCU, 5:30, 1600 AM. APC will continue on 107.5 and we hope 106.3 FM coming up as well at around 5:30. Big thanks to Jeff Downing back in the studio for all his help. Big thanks as well to our great sports boosters. And above all, thanks to everybody for tuning in to the broadcast. For Alex Kuhn, I'm Scott Unash saying so long from Iowa Events Center and Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. And the final score this afternoon of this Class 4A state semifinal, number one Iowa City West 61, Cedar Rapids Kennedy 37. This has been a sports presentation of KGYM.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Changes in